Hello and welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision podcast. I am so glad you are here because today we are diving into one of the most fascinating topics on your specification, how changing geopolitics and technology are shaping the development of emerging countries. Our case study today is India. Geopolitics sounds complicated, but by the end of this episode, you will feel really confident. So grab your revision notes and let us get started. Section 1. Setting the scene. Geopolitics refers to how geography, power, and international relationships between countries influence global affairs, things like trade agreements, military alliances, territorial disputes, and foreign policy. Development means improvements in quality of life, rising incomes, better healthcare, improved education, and greater access to technology. Our case study is India, an emerging economy, a BRICS nation. India is the world's most populous country, with over 1.4 billion people, and the fifth largest economy, with a GDP of around $3.7 trillion US dollars in 2024. But development is uneven. There are huge differences between the wealthy tech hub of Bangalore in the south and the much poorer rural states of Bihar and Uttar Pradesh in the north. Examiners reward you for acknowledging these regional and social inequalities. Section 2. Geopolitical relationships and India's development. India's development has been shaped enormously by its geopolitical relationships. For each one, think about the mechanism, the how, because that is what examiners are looking for. Relationship 1. India and the United States. In 2005, the two countries signed the US-India Civil Nuclear Deal, ending decades of tension following India's nuclear tests in 1998. This gave India access to civilian nuclear technology, addressing chronic energy shortages. More energy means more industrial production, more jobs, and economic growth. The US is India's largest trading partner. Bilateral trade reached $191 billion in 2023. American tech companies like Google, Microsoft, and Apple have invested heavily in India, creating hundreds of thousands of skilled jobs. Relationship 2. India and China. China is India's second largest trading partner. Trade reached $136 billion in 2023. But the relationship is deeply tense. The two countries share a disputed border called the Line of Actual Control, and there have been deadly military clashes, most recently in the Galvan Valley in 2020, where 20 Indian soldiers were killed. In 2020, India banned 59 Chinese apps, including TikTok and WeChat, citing national security concerns. This shows how geopolitical tension directly affects the digital economy. Relationship 3. India and Russia. India has maintained close ties with Russia since the Cold War. In 2018, India purchased the Russian S-400 missile defense system. After Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022, India continued buying discounted Russian oil, saving billions that could be reinvested in development. This is called strategic autonomy, maintaining relationships with multiple global powers to maximize development interests. Relationship 4. BRICS membership. India is a founding member of BRICS: Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. The New Development Bank provides development finance as an alternative to Western institutions like the World Bank, giving India funding on its own terms. Relationship 5. The Kashmir dispute with Pakistan. India and Pakistan have disputed Kashmir since 1947. India spends around 2.4% of its GDP on defence. Money spent on military hardware is money not spent on schools, hospitals, or infrastructure. The conflict deters investment and limits development in border regions.
Section 3. Technology and development in India. Example 1. The Digital India Initiative. Launched in 2014, Digital India aimed to transform India into a digitally empowered society. By 2024, India had over 750 million internet users. The government built 500,000 Wi-Fi hotspots, including in rural areas. Internet access enables farmers to check crop prices, students to access online education, and entrepreneurs to reach new markets. However, the digital divide remains significant. Rural women and people in states like Bihar still have much lower internet access than urban men in cities like Mumbai or Bangalore. Example 2. The IT and BPO sector. Bangalore, often called the Silicon Valley of India, is home to thousands of technology companies. India's IT sector exports were worth $245 billion in 2023, employing around 5 million people directly. Companies like Infosys, Wipro, and Tata Consultancy Services are global giants. This has created a large, educated middle class with rising incomes. However, benefits are concentrated in a few cities, so regional inequality persists. Example 3. Mobile banking and financial inclusion. India's Unified Payments Interface, UPI, processed over 10 billion transactions per month in 2024. This mobile payment system has brought financial services to hundreds of millions of people who previously had no bank account. For rural communities, farmers can receive payments directly, women can save money independently, and small businesses can access credit. This is a brilliant example of technology directly reducing poverty. Example 4. Space technology and agriculture. In August 2023, Chandrayaan 3 became the first spacecraft to land near the moon's south pole. India's NavIC satellite navigation system helps farmers with precision agriculture, knowing exactly when and where to plant crops. Weather satellites help predict monsoon patterns, reducing crop failure risk. Section 4. Exam tips and common mistakes. Mistake 1. Being too vague. Do not just say technology helps development. Explain how. Say mobile phone access allows farmers in rural Rajasthan to check real-time market prices via apps, enabling them to sell crops at higher prices and increase household income, thereby improving their standard of living. Mistake 2. Forgetting different groups and regions. Examiners reward answers that acknowledge inequality between urban and rural areas, between states, between men and women. Always ask who benefits and who is left behind. Mistake 3. Describing geopolitics without linking to development. Always connect geopolitical relationships to development outcomes. Explain that the US-India nuclear deal gave India access to energy technology, which powered industrial growth, which created jobs, which raised incomes, Mistake 4. Ignoring the command word. If the question says assess or evaluate, make a judgment. For a 9-mark assess question, aim for 3 developed paragraphs plus a conclusion. Use PEEL, point, evidence, explanation, link. Always use named examples with specific statistics. Section 5. Quickfire recall quiz. Question 1. What does BRIC stand for? The answer is Brazil, Russia, India, and China. Question 2. In what year was the US-India civil nuclear deal signed? The answer is 2005. Question 3. What is the name of India's mobile payment system? The answer is UPI, Unified Payments Interface. Question 4. What was the name of India's moon landing mission in 2023? The answer is Chandrayaan 3. Question 5. Name one way geopolitical tension with Pakistan has hindered India's development. A good answer would be India spends approximately 2.4% of GDP on defence due to the Kashmir conflict, diverting resources away from education, healthcare and infrastructure. Section 6. Summary and sign-off. Let us summarise the key points. First, India is an emerging economy, the fifth largest in the world, but development is uneven, with significant regional and social inequalities. Second, geopolitical relationships shape development in complex ways. The US partnership drives economic growth, the China relationship involves both trade and tension. Russia ties provide strategic autonomy, BRICS offers alternative development finance, and the Pakistan conflict diverts resources. Third, technology drives development through Digital India, the IT sector, mobile banking and space technology. Fourth, in your exam, always explain the mechanism for how. Reference specific named examples with statistics. Acknowledge inequality between different groups and regions. And always make a judgment in evaluation questions. You have got this. India is such a rich case study, full of specific facts, fascinating geopolitical dynamics and inspiring technology stories. Use them well in your exam. Good luck with your revision and I will see you in the next episode. Bye for now.